Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, everybody, and thank you for listening to this teaching about suffering well from the devotional series of Suffering Well. And we're going to discuss the topic of love today. And me, as somebody who has children, can resonate with the love between a parent and a child. And the devotional today is discussing the person who wrote these devotionals, who's in prison, and just reflecting on him and his daughter and their relationship. And as we discuss this and I think about our relationship with my daughters, I think about our Father, not just our earthly Father, but our Heavenly Father. And this is all spoken about in today's devotional. So if you don't have children, bear with us for the understanding this love between a parent and a child. But understand that we have a Heavenly Father, and His love for us is as and even more of the love of a parent and a child. So I'm going to read this now, and then I'm going to do a teaching with this. But it's time for us to just let down our walls and listen to this powerful, powerful message. So we start off with a scripture from Deuteronomy 8, verse 5 that says, "You should know in your heart that as a man chastises his son or his daughter, so Yahweh, your mighty one, chastises you or chastens you." So both arms are on the table, dark golden brown curls draped over them. Only a portion of her bronzed elbows showing. "Elena," I say, or "Eliana," I say, "lift up your head, sweetie." Her saddened eyes and pouty lips slowly lift off her arms. While examining her intense beauty, I ask her, "Does Daddy correct you and discipline you because he is angry at you or because he loves you?" I can see the little brown eyes go deep inside, to the place where thoughts are gathered. The pouty lips then reply, "Because you love me?" with a question mark. Unsure if she has answered correctly, she watches as I grab her arms and reply, "Of course it is because I love you. I will always love you. Nothing can ever stop me from loving you more and more every day. That is why I must correct you for your disobedience." I quickly search the recesses of my mind and ask myself why she might ever doubt my love for her. Why would she ever perceive my discipline as anger? Why would she not distinguish my correction as my love for her? The answer is quite painful and includes one of those thoughts we will all wish to stuff away and forget. It is possible to hide from the answer for a while, but not forever. We all must face it at some time. She perceives anger and not love because of my actions have taught her so. Gladly I can say they are past actions that the Spirit has corrected in me, but nonetheless, I must own the responsibility for planting those seeds in her. Perfect love never fails. The Scriptures say, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. "And I have certainly not loved perfectly. There is another side as well. And that is her part. It is also something at which we fail. We fail to understand the perfect love Yahweh has towards us. Yes, she is young, but she will soon have to acknowledge what we all must fear. We all fear perfect love. It is the fear that it could actually be available, especially from the unseen great I am. I often try to imagine his love, one that has never been angry at me. Though he expresses emotion, he forgives. His forgiveness is available all along. The mighty one demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, the Messiah died for us," Romans 5:8. "His discipline is always continued within perfect love, or contained within perfect love. We long for perfect love to be real. yet we fear it perhaps because once we taste it, sweetness, we realize how bland everything else is. This is the love I want my Eliana to see in me and receive from me. But there is no way I can do that until I have received it from him. I have promised my Heavenly Father that I will not be afraid to attempt it. Perhaps I will have the courage to accept it. Perhaps she and you will also. I could only ever desire to love her perfectly. And if I know how to give good gifts, how much more the Father in heaven, Matthew 7:11. It is the perfect gift, Father, that my Eliana would hear your still small voice for all the days of her life, whispering, I love you, Eliana. I will never fail you. I will always be here and always want you, always cherish you, and always correct you so that you also will be made perfect in my love. I will always be so very thankful that I made you and that you shall exist eternally. For consider him who has endured such hostility from the sinners against him, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of Yahweh. Not be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom Yahweh loves, he cherishes. Just as a father, the son whom he delights in. Hebrews 12:3-6 from Proverbs 3:11-12. So that is our devotional for this morning about love. And I want to discuss love and discuss how we know if our Creator truly loves us and the idea about it and to see what it says. Because when we talk about love, we talk about discipline. We talk about death. We talk about the shedding of blood. We have to think about these things. There is not different types of love. There is only one type of love, and anything less than that is not love. It might not necessarily be a bad thing, but it is incomplete, and if it's incomplete, it's not what it is. For the Greek version of love says there's something called agape love, and then there's other types of love. And there's all these different types of loves, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says love is love, and anything less from it is not love. We must strive to be perfect in love the way our Creator is through us, through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's what we must strive for. We must strive for true, real love and what that is. And we look at the scriptures and give the example through our Creator that's given us. And it says, Yahweh is love. 1 John 4:8-10 says, the person who doesn't love doesn't know Yahweh because Yahweh is love. Yahweh has shown us by his love by sending his own son into the world so that we could have love through him. This is love. Not that we have loved Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the payment for our sins. John 3:16 says, Yahweh so loved us that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yahweh simply has one main focus and one main job for his children. And it's the same job that we should have for our children. It's to teach them love, to teach them what it is and how to do it. And it doesn't always look good. And a little child might misunderstand it. Even an adult will misunderstand what love truly is. For so many people have rejected our Creator because they said our Creator wouldn't do this and wouldn't do that. And I say in return, he wouldn't enable us in our weaknesses. He wouldn't enable us in our struggles. He would help us and heal us and carry us and teach us. For somebody that does something for somebody else without teaching them the lesson is not wise. And our Creator is full of wisdom and he's full of love. And we have an instinct built in us to love our children. And in that comes discipline. And in that comes trials and struggles, but also comes lessons of how to teach us, not how to persevere only, but also how to love completely. And we must love completely. like our Creator completely loves us. And everything in this race about Yeshua and everything in life is a race to come closer to Him, to love Him, and to know Him. It says in Romans 5, verse 5, "Now this hope does not disappoint us, but Yahweh's love has been poured out onto our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." John 17, 26 says, "I made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love you have for me may be in them, and I myself may be in them." And 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, "For Yahweh did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." For when we think about the fruits of the Spirit, if you don't have all the fruits of the Spirit, you do not have the fruits of the Spirit. You might have a fruit of the Spirit, but we need them all. And love. There's only one type of love, and that's what our Creator wants us to learn. I would say it's the highest lesson of man that Yahweh wants to teach us, just as we want to teach our children with all the lessons in life. The greatest gift we could do for our children is teach them love, how to give it and how to receive it, to show it and to learn and grow. For everything spiritual comes down to one thing, and it's love. It's love. And our Creator went to the extreme to show us His love for us. And we must do the same thing for our children and for our friends and for the unknown and for our enemies. And Yahweh did this through Yeshua, showing us what true love was. And I'm not saying that the guilty, we must put ourselves as a sacrifice for the guilty the way Yeshua did for us. But I'm saying we must understand the lessons of love that come from the scriptures. Revelations 1:5 says, "And He is a faithful witness to these things, to the first to rise from the dead and under the rule of all kings of this world. All glory to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding the blood for us." Romans 5:8-9 says, "But Yahweh demonstrates His love for us by the fact that Messiah died for us and we were all sinners. And now that we have been justified by His blood, how much more will we be saved by the rest through Him?" And then John 10:17-18 says, "The Father loves me because I sacrificed my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily. For I have the authority to lay it down when I want and to also take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded." He has taught us love. He has taught us love, and it's not about a sacrifice. It's not about death and dying to Him. It's not about blood. What it comes down to is going to the highest extreme for Him. Going to the highest extreme is what love is. And anything short of that is not love. And in His way of going to the highest extreme, it's to give us His Son, Yeshua, to take our place for the death that we deserved. What is your way to show your highest extreme to Him? It's be willing to deny ourselves, to die with Him so we could rise with Him. We must be extreme for our Creator. That's what it comes down to. If you want a successful relationship in life with your spouse, you must go to the extreme for that relationship to survive. Anything less, and then you have a broken relationship. And yes, it must be on both sides of the relationship, not just one side. And the same thing with our Creator. He's already went to the greatest extremes for us. Now are we willing to go to the greatest extremes for Him? Just like with our children, we instinctively will go to our greatest extremes for the love of our children. The question is, will they be mature enough to go through their greatest extreme for us? And the sad answer is, many of us have not learned to teach them in a way and bring them up in a way where they'll realize this lesson, or they'll be deceived by the media or something else, and they will not be willing to go to the extreme for us. They'll be spoiled and unappreciative. They'll rebel. They'll want, and they won't understand what give is. They won't understand our discipline to them, and they'll take it as us not loving them. Some of them will rebel so much that they'll do things to hurt us and all these different things. And we think to ourselves, how could we have so much love for this child? Bring them into this world, or at least help Yahweh bring them into this world. Raise them up. Spend all our money and time on them. Make such sacrifices for them. And this is how they treat us. And this is what I hear from so many adults that have children that are unappreciative. I did this for them. And I did that for them. And that's how they repay me. They're not going to get anything from me in my will when I die. They're not getting anything from me now because I did this, and look at how they repay me. That's the idea of a stubborn parent with an unappreciative child. You could say rightfully so, because the parent did do all this, and look how the children repaid. But now I want to switch that relationship over to our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Do you think he has the right to say the same thing about you? That he's done all this for you, and look at how we repay him? Do we think we truly appreciate and understand his love for us? We could say with a cliche, Yeshua died for us. And we do that. He died for us. But what does that actually mean? When people have more emotion over a dead pet than they do over our Creator, I see people distraught over their dog that died, their family dog. Literally distraught. But when they hear Yeshua died for him, they just go on their day like nothing special happened. Do we understand the true love for her? For him, from him? You know, I saw somebody recently and I said, no, they love their dog. Their dog put his life on the line 2 or 3 times to save their children. From a snake, from whatever else. 2 or 3 times a dog put their life. We love that dog. He put his life on the line for us. How much more for a Creator that put his life on the line for us? How much different is our appreciation towards him than the appreciation of an ungrateful or ununderstanding child towards their parent? We need to understand love. That's what he wants us to do. And here's the thing. We want our children to love us. And just like this devotional, the father was explaining to the daughter why he disciplined her. Because he wants to teach her the right ways. He wants her to obey or to follow his instructions and his guidelines. Because he loves her. That's why he's trying to teach her. Not because he's angry with her. And when we understand that, maybe we can understand better why our Creator wants us to follow his commandments, his guidelines and instructions, why he gave them to us. Because he loves us. Because he loves us. It says in John 14:21, the person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and reveal myself to him. Understand this, everyone listening right now. Because you might be somebody who listens to my program often and understands that we are to be commandment keepers. But you also might be listening to this on Christian radio station right now. And you might believe the false lie that says the law was nailed to the cross and we no longer need to follow the commandments of our Creator. And even just because we do some of them out of moral living, we reject them all the time because we don't think they're, and we're trained to think that we no longer have to follow them. Our Creator gave you his commandments for a reason. And they weren't to be done away with. And they're not done away with. John 14:23-24 says, Yeshua answered, if anyone loves me, he will follow my word. Then the Father will love him and he will go to him and make our home with him. The one who loves does not love me, doesn't keep my words. The words that you are hearing me say are not mine, but come from the Father. John 14:23-24. And Matthew 22:37-38 says, Yeshua told him, you must love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the greatest and most important commandments. Oh, how much joy it brings me when I ask my girls or show my girl through scripture about the commandments. And I ask them the questions about the commandments. And they repeat to their friends, I can't do that. Why not? Because my daddy told me this reason. And I ask them, what's the greatest rule? Treat others like you want to treat yourselves, like you want to be treated. And I ask them, what's the commandments? Have no other gods before me. And I ask them, keep the Sabbath holy. And when they get this, and they realize this, and even if they mess up and they call me and they tell me, Daddy, I feel terrible that I messed up and I made a mistake, and I could discuss it with them, our Creator wants us to do the same thing. Remember, Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And that's everything we teach here in this Suffer Well devotional. And it's everything our Creator has in His love for us. The joy, the peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. If you don't have these things, you're not understanding fully the love of our Father and why He does everything in life for us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. We get this. And just like the little girl in this devotional had a tough time understanding the Father's discipline. I know many of us have a tough time understanding the Father's discipline. But it says in Romans 8:37-39, nay, in all these things we are more than courageous through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded not that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is Yeshua Messiah, our Messiah. Hallelujah. And may our child understand and know that there's nothing that will ever separate us from our love for our child. And may our spouses know that there will be nothing that will ever separate us. And may there nothing be ever separate us from the love from one spouse to another. It says in Philippians 2, verse 3, that nothing be done through strife, but in lowness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. This is what we need to understand. We need to understand and teach love. Exodus 32:32 says, but now, if you will only forgive their sin, but if not, erase my name from the record you have written. Love, love, love. Love. Romans 9:1-4 says, I am telling you the truth because I belong to Messiah. I am not lying, and my conscience confirms it by means of the Holy Spirit. I have deep sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were condemned to cut off the Messiah for the sake of my brothers and my own people who are Israelites. To them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. We need to understand this. We need to understand the love that the disciples had for us and the prophets willing to put their life on the line for us. Are you willing to lose your life to gain your life? How much love is there? Yeshua taught through a sacrifice is love. Luke 10:30-34 gives a great example. After careful consideration, Yeshua replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of bandits. They stripped him, beat him, and went along, leaving him half dead. By chance, a priest was traveling along that road. When he saw the man, he went on the other side. Similarly, a decent Levi came to that place. A descendant of Levi came to that place. When he saw the man, he also went by the other side. But as he was traveling along, a Samaritan came across the man. When the Samaritan saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Which one of them was showing love? See, our Creator has no prejudice in love. We're to love one another fully, just like He loved us. And all of the scriptures is setting the great example of the love that He set for us that we are to have for each other. And He's given us this great example. And this is why we must look on Yeshua. and how he loved us and why he loved us and what he did for us. And everything comes down to Yeshua. Everything comes down to what he showed us. And this is why he's the only way, because love is the only way, not the love of the world, not this fake idea of the many different types of love, but the true love that Yahweh poured out on us. Going to the extreme. Going to the extreme. There's no greater way to love than the way Yahweh loved us through Yeshua. And when we tell somebody we love them, whether it's a child or a spouse or a friend or a stranger, there should be no room for improvement. No room for improvement. I am going to the extreme in love so much so that there's nothing I can do beyond this. No room for improvement. Just to remind you, 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting. It never loses hope and never quits. Jude 1:21 says, keep yourself in the love of Yahweh, waiting for the mercy of Yahweh, a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, that leads to eternal life. Zephaniah 3:17 says, Yahweh, your Elohim, is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. And 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, and Yahweh will exalt you in due time, if you humble yourselves under his mighty hand by casting out your cares on him, because he cares for you. We need to understand and get this and embrace this. Embrace this. And go to the extreme. And that the love of Yahweh would show through us. And that people would feel it, see it, understand it. We'd be able to teach it, live it. And of all the fruits of the Spirit, it says of all of these, the most important is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise a wonderful creator for everything he gives us every single day, his mercy, his grace, and his love. And I pray that you all receive this with a loving, open heart, and you understand this message isn't a message of anger. This message isn't a message of commands, and you must do this. This message is a message of love. It's a message of love. This is why I get here every single day to share this message and these prayers with you. It's all about learning and growing in love and the love of Messiah. So praise the wonderful creator. Thank you for listening, everybody, today. Tell somebody Yeshua died for them and tell somebody else that you love them every single day. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.